Late nights on school nights. EE Wi-Fi controls help you get them off the Wi-Fi and into bed. More parents are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. Charities are welcoming the extension of free school meals in England as a first step towards easing child poverty. 500,000 more children will get the lunches when they're offered to all families on universal credit from September next year. The Liberal Democrat education spokesperson, Munira Wilson, says it's a positive step.
We very much welcome today's announcement, and we hope that the government will go further and make sure that all children who are eligible are automatically registered to receive free school meals, because we know at the moment too many children who are currently eligible are missing out because there are a lot of barriers to registration.
Israel has recovered the bodies of two Israeli-American hostages held in Gaza. The couple, who were in their 70s, were attacked and captured by Hamas on the 7th of October 2023. NATO members are meeting in Brussels to discuss demands to increase what they spend on their military. The alliance is proposing countries commit to 3.5% of their GDP, up from the current target of 2%, with the aim of preventing wars in future. It's expected targets will be agreed today. The US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth wants to see 5%.
The reason I'm here is to make sure every country in NATO understands every shoulder has to be to the plow. Every country has to contribute at that level of 5% as a recognition of the nature of the threat.
Donald Trump has signed an order banning people from 12 countries from entering the US. The list includes Yemen, Somalia, and Haiti. He says it's to help protect Americans from dangerous foreign actors. Women using weight loss jabs are being advised to stop if they're trying for a baby, pregnant or breastfeeding. The advice is already in information leaflets, but the medicines regulator believes many people aren't using them safely. And the winner of Gloucestershire's annual cheese rolling race has donated her prize to a food charity in London. 20-year-old Ava Sender-Logan has given her 3-kilo wheel of double Gloucester to Refugee Community Kitchen, which provides hundreds of hot meals every week. And the weather, windy with heavy rain spreading eastwards across the UK today. That'll be followed by blustery showers and a high this afternoon of 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon English.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And it's a Thursday morning, which means one thing: great music, great company, and a few laughs. I'm Alec Jones. Welcome to Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Pouring with rain where I am, and that was quite atmospheric, I must say. Any other name from American Beauty, the music of Thomas Newman. And we kicked off with Bach, and it was Joshua Bell, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, with his orchestral suite, number 3, second movement from it. Hello from me, Alec Jones. Delighted to have your company this Thursday morning here on Classic FM. Are you having a good week? I am. Lovely evening in Bristol last night. Nice to see you if you were there. Coming up between now and 11, I've got the finale of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3. I've got Benedictus from Carl Jenkins' The Armed Man. And, of course, the fourth clue in this week's Famous Five. Listen out for that very shortly. First, it's Brahms on Classic FM and the third movement of his Symphony No. 1.
Classic FM.
John Williams, centre stage with the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra. We heard the first movement of Vivaldi's Guitar Concerto in D. And before it, the third movement of Brahms' Symphony No. 1. Didn't it sound fabulous? The Danish Chamber Orchestra under the baton of Adam Fisher. Do get in touch this morning. You can text me, as usual, 61812. You can email via classicfm.com, or you can send me a little WhatsApp, if you like, 03457 491812. Let me know what's occurring. It's a World Environment Day. It's also World Donut Day. Just saying. Hands up who fancies one now. Thank you. Alfred Brendel at the keyboard there with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, the conductor Simon Rattle, the finale of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3. Catherine is in Cornwall. She says, enjoying listening whilst working from home today to avoid the traffic chaos of the Royal Cornwall show. See you later, Aled, in Cornwall. Oh, no. Pack your wellies, she says. The rain is properly installed today, what we call classic show weather. Well, I'm looking forward to that journey already, Catherine. Thanks for getting in touch. Right then, time for the fourth clue in this week's Famous Five. How are you getting on with this one so far? Has it been a breeze? Well, here we go with today's. Dinkies from childhood stored in the attic, learned in manual but now use automatic. Mode of transport for a certain Miss Daisy, use for short distance if one's feeling lazy. Here it is again. Dinkies from childhood stored in the attic, learnt in manual but now use automatic. Mode of transport for a certain Miss Daisy, use for short distance if one's feeling lazy. So what do you think? You got it? I'll reveal the answer before 11. It's a wonderful piece of music, isn't it? The Benedictus from Carl Jenkins, The Armed Man, Guy Johnson, the London Philharmonic Orchestra, the National Youth Choir of Great Britain on a sparkling form. John in Chippenham is bang on the money with today's clue. Tell your wife, Chrissy, she's wrong, John. Good luck with that. Gemma is also right. She's in Devizes. She's jumped the gun, though. Thinks she has the connection to Clever Clogs. Don't forget that tomorrow I'll be asking you what connects all this week's clues. And if you get it right, you may win Alexander's big old mug. I'm telling you now, I can't guarantee it'll last longer than one cup of tea, though. Of course it will. Back to this morning, and let's hear the music of Dvořák. He wrote 16 Slavonic dances. Here's number 4 on Classic FM.
Thank you.
The Czech Philharmonic Orchestra with Jiří Belohlávek and Dvořák's Slavonic Dance number 4, just gone 10:45. Good morning from me, Ale Jones. Lovely to be with you at this time, sitting in for Xander this week. Hey, the presenter's changed, but the promise of super music remains the same. And shortly we'll take to the skies with a rip-roaring Ron Goodwin tune, but now we turn to Schubert and his Marche Militaire number 1 on Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Just what we need on a Thursday morning. The main theme from 633 Squadron, Ron Goodwin's terrific music, the Central Band of the Royal Air Force. Before it, it was Daniel Barenboim and Radu Lupu with Schubert's Marche Militaire No. 1. So, how did you get on with today's famous five? It was Dinkies from Childhood Stored in the Attic, Learned in Manual but Now Use Automatic, Mode of Transport for a Certain Miss Daisy, Used for Short Distance If One's Feeling Lazy. The answer I was after was car. Let's catch up with the latest news and weather with Simon. Then it's more of the same. We'll dance a sultry tango, go batty with Strauss, and have it large with Karloff.
Classic FM.
Bring your pensions together into one easy-to-manage online plan with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like clouds, so...
Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews. You'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Relax, knowing you've got quality home insurance with NFU Mutual. We pay out on 9 out of 10 home insurance claims with a no-quibble approach, so you can claim with confidence. And in the event your home can't be lived in, we'll pay for alternative accommodation for you your family, and your beloved pets. That's why we're proud to be a Which? Best Buy for Home Insurance 2024. For quality home insurance you can rely on, search NFU Mutual Home Insurance.
Serious about the right vitamins for you and your family? Trust Vitabiotics, the UK's number one vitamin company, for expert nutritional care for every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including Well Man, Well Woman, Well Baby and Well Kid. From Boots, Pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see Vitabiotics.com.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at ClassicFMRomance.com.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? After my wife Pam died from bowel cancer, I did everything to contribute to today's research, and now I can help fund the discoveries of tomorrow. Whilst Pam never met her grandchildren, leaving a legacy means that even when I'm not here, I can make a difference to their lives.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work, helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair. And if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Do you like the sound of work that has plenty of giggles? Where you'll build lifelong skills, as well as wobbly towers, where you'll feel part of a team, or even have the chance to lead one, where every little thing you do makes a big difference. Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. Charities are urging the government to end the two-child benefits cap after it announced an expansion of free school lunches. More than one in four pupils in England will be eligible for the meals from September next year. But the maths teacher and numeracy ambassador, Bobby Seagull, thinks scrapping the limit on benefits for families with more than two children would be a better way of helping lift children out of poverty.
Politically, I'm thinking that the government thinks this might be a cheaper way for them to sort of look as if they're tackling child poverty. This is tackling child poverty, but I think the two-child benefit cap might be more expensive, but maybe a better way.
The government's previously hinted it could drop the cap in the autumn budget. NATO's Secretary General says members are being asked to meet a much higher spending target to protect against future threats. Defence ministers are meeting in Brussels today to discuss funding for their military. The White House is pushing for NATO allies to boost investment in defence to 5% of their GDP. Israel claims the bodies of two hostages have been recovered in Gaza. A couple who were in their 70s were captured by Hamas in October 2023. Hamas is still holding 56 hostages, around a third of whom are believed to be alive. Women who are pregnant or trying for a baby are being told not to use jabs like Ozempic or Mounjaro. The medicine's regulator is warning it could cause harm. It also says weight loss injections may reduce the effectiveness